It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there on this Monday morning, Josh?
I was doing good, but where'd the sun go?
I don't know. I don't know how much sun we're going to see, but at least we're going to see 50-degree temperatures for a few days here.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, they say it should be feeling more like spring, so that'll put everybody in a good mood.
April showers bring Mayflowers.
That's right.
And Mayflowers bring pilgrims.
They do. Hard to believe it's almost April.
Yeah.
Man alive. March is kind of shot.
Time flies when you have fun.
Yeah, it does. I think we're having fun, aren't we?
I am.
We're having fun. Yeah, I'm having fun. Well, let's salute a veteran here
today. Of course. Today we're saluting Technician 3rd Class Hartford Elmer Anderson. Hartford was born on October 20th, 1909 in Hilliard, Washington. Passed away on February 25th, 1999. He entered active duty December 15th, 1942, Fort Snelling in the United States Army, and was discharged shy of 3 years later on... just over 3 years later, on December 20th, 1945, at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a automotive wheeled vehicle mechanic with Company A of the 7th Armored Infantry Battalion. Spent 13 months overseas in Europe. Took part in battles in the Rhineland and Central Europe. And some medals and ribbons that he earned were he was a sharpshooter with carbine, expert with a submachine gun, sharpshooter with a rifle, two overseas service bars, the American Theater Service Medal, the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, and lapel button. Expert with a submachine gun. I'm wondering if that was the 1928 Thompson or the M3 Grease.
Nope, I've ever heard of that before.
The Thompson?
No, has anybody, you know, meet an expert with the machine gun or something?
No,
I was here the carbine and stuff like that, but...
Yep.
He kind of branched out a little bit there.
Oh, the submachine gun, that's a Tommy gun.
Yes, that's right.
It's on my bucket list to fire one of those.
Never fired one, huh? Well,
that would be fun.
Okay.
They're interesting, yeah. But...
just don't do it inside.
They're heavy. Yeah. They're a heavy weapon. But so we thank you, Hartford, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. Salute to all our vets.
Absolutely.
You'd probably be like Rick on Pawn Stars. You got to fire a Gatling gun one time, you know, genuine, real one.
That's just turning your crank, though.
He was in 7th Heaven, you know. That's looked like kind of a cool gun there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of them out there.
Yep.
Well, let's... talk about our topic at hand today, which is...
changes needing to be made.
Appeals reform is needed. The agencies agree on that, huh?
Yeah, there was a press release put out by the VA on March 23rd. There's shortcomings in VA's claims appeals process found by the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, and changes that should be implemented in the near future. There was a report came out by the GAO called VA Disability Benefits. Additional planning would enhance efforts to improve the timeliness of appeals decisions. And the VA released the following statement. VA appreciates the work of the GAO. This report confirms that the current law and process for adjudicating appeals is not consistent with the commitment we have made to our nation's veterans. The current Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Secretary Shulkin, says that veterans are waiting far too long for decisions in our current appeals process. They made bold changes to remove the bureaucratic red tape that has caused veterans to wait an average of 3 years before they get a decision. And some of our local veterans can attest to that.
3 years. That's a little
sometimes
long.
Longer.
Well,
you know, I'm still working on an appeal that started back in 2012. So
They definitely need to speed that up.
Yes, it's a long process. VA's developed sound and aggressive plans regarding hiring, training, and mitigation strategies that are already being implemented. VA also recognizes the importance of effective management practices for the development of information systems to help integrate and streamline the process. It's a new system called Caseflow. It'll help anticipate new information requirements and allow VA to quickly address challenges and provide employees the support they need. It's a broad consensus that the VA appeal system is broken and in urgent need of reform. Yeah. VA's proposal for a new appeals process was designed in conjunction with veteran service organizations and other stakeholders. VA disagrees with GAO about the need for any type of piloting, which would only delay unnecessarily the implementation of these changes. So, in other words, just having a pilot program, just do it. Instead of having a couple sites, just do it.
That's kind of what I've always thought. You know, there's too much studying going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know,
just do it.
Yeah.
Nike has it right.
Because every study that you read says more information is needed.
Yes. And how much money has been spent on studies over the years?
Yes.
Since somebody's desk drawer.
Yep.
Right.
You know, no matter how much research I did in college, the end of every research study said more information is needed.
Just do it.
And this is the information age. But anyways, VA is working to make as many changes to the system that's allowed by current law. They need partners in Congress to act swiftly so they can implement the changes we all agree need to be made. VA Secretary is personally committed to work with Congress over the coming months to get this done. For more information, this article in its entirety will be, it's on the VA website. It'll also be in the Dawson Sentinel, the Western Guard this week. More information on filing a claim or appealing a previously denied claim or a disagreed to claim, you can contact our office, and there's information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what's that number, Josh?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level, garden level, as you like to call it,
yep.
Of the courthouse.
No more snow there, I bet.
Nope. And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. Next week, Tuesday through Thursday, I'll be out of the office. I'll be attending a training conference down in Mankato. You know, we have annual continuing education requirements, and we get a lot of them from our training conferences. So that's
all right.
Something necessary.
Sounds good. I'm just looking to see if there's any events I need to talk about coming up. Nearby.
Bellingham American Legion Fish Fry on March 31st.
Yep. Pollock Fish Fry, 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Bellingham Legion. All you can eat. Proceeds there going to the Marietta Honor Guard, so better get over to that one.
Yes, it's a very good meal.
Yep. Then again, I see my note here. You can take your torn and tattered flags down to, we might as well put in a plug for your
flag drop box.
Drop box there.
You know, we've received a lot of positive comments on that. You know, it's good to have that in place to, as a visible location to where to take them. We've had people call. We've had people just stop by the office and say, thank you for having that.
Yep. It's right down by your office there.
Yes. Yep. Right in the hallway there. It's okay. Hard to miss.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Maynard.
You again next Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Josh Benega with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in.
Vets Info on the Air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here for Vets Info on the Air.